Good afternoon, and thank you for calling customer support. My name is Vicky. How can I help you?
Yes, I received an email saying that I was being charged almost $50.
Okay, ma'am, may I have your zip code, please, so I can locate your account? You've reached a third-party call center, ma'am, and we provide customer support for online vendors.
Okay, it's 4970.
Thank you, ma'am.
Mm-hmm.
What's your first and last name, please?
Jennifer Paul.
What's the last name?
Paul, P-A-U-L-L.
Okay. Okay, and yours, okay, wait a minute. Just a moment. Okay, Ms. Paul, could you please verify for me your shipping address?
4045 West Rauch Road, Petersburg, Michigan, 49270.
Thank you, ma'am. One moment, Ms. Paul. And how are you today?
I'm a little frustrated, but not with you.
Yes, ma'am. Well, thank you for that. Let me see something here, ma'am. Give me just one moment. It looks like you responded to that ad to win that free KitchenAid mixer. And what happens when you do that, ma'am, is they enroll you in a mobile food app and they charge $59.89 on the first run. It's just an app that encourages healthy eating. Ms. Paul, it gives you tips on how to cut out sugars and carbs. They do offer it for $20 a month. The thing is, you have to be enrolled in that app in order to participate in the sweepstakes to win the Dysons. And every month, they'll charge you to be in the sweepstakes.
Okay, but I didn't do that.
Okay. Well,
That wasn't me, so I'm trying to figure out how... I don't know if one of the kids went and did it. I'm trying to...
They may have, trying to win their mama a mixer. You never know. All you have to do is go on that site. It's my understanding, ma'am. All you have to do is go on that site, and it'll sign you up. So if you even clicked on it and read it, it seems to me that they sign you up. Would you like to stay in the sweepstakes for the $20 a month, ma'am?
Oh no. I'd like it all canceled because I don't want to pay $50.
Yes, ma'am. I don't blame you, especially for something you didn't know you were signed up for.
Right.
Hang on just a moment. I'll take care of it for you, Ms. Paul.
Thank you so much.
Yes, ma'am. Okay, I'm canceling out that account, ma'am, so they won't charge you anything else. And since this just happened today, I'm going to try to avoid that chargeback so it should just fall off and expedite your money being back on your car so you can have access to your phones quicker.
Okay,
because if I refund it, it'll take 3 to 5 business days. I voided it off so it shouldn't even come off of your account.
Well, I out of paranoia, I went an extra step and I already called my bank.
That's fine. Didn't they advise you to call us, right, to see if you can get it resolved?
No, they said I didn't have to call. They just went and canceled my debit card, and I'm getting a whole new one.
Okay. Well, it'll roll over to the new card that you're assigned, Ms. Paul.
I don't even know what that new card is.
It doesn't matter. As long as the account number and the routing number are the same, the refund will go to the new card they assigned you, ma'am.
Okay.
And I have a cancellation number for you as well.
All right, I'm ready.
It's going to be C as in cancel, 920-592-427.
All righty.
Is there anything else that I can assist you with?
John, unless you want to help me discipline these chitlins for what they just put me through.
That's what I call them, too, chitlins. That's too funny.
That's all I've ever called them was titlin, little titlin.
Yes, ma'am. Well, at least they were trying to do something sweet.
And I appreciate it, but that was the wrong way to do it.
Yes, you better believe it. They didn't know, though. Don't be so hard on them.
Well, especially right after Easter.
Exactly. You have a good Easter, though?
I spent it on a train, actually. I was working.
Oh, you work on a train?
Yeah, I work for the railroad.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm sorry you had to work.
Well, I got them their Easter baskets, and now they get to go have fun until I get called back in.
Oh, good deal. So it's seasonal or something like that?
No, but I'm on call 24/7, 365 days a year. So,
wow.
But it pays the bills.
I know that's right. I understand they pay pretty good at the railroad now. I know a few people who work for the railroad.
Well, I work for the lowest paid railroad, but they treat us pretty horribly. But I stick around for the pension because I'm almost to retirement. And when I retire, that pension, it's that retirement that keeps me sticking around.
That's right. Do it for those babies. We do what we have to do when the children are involved.
That's right. So, well, I appreciate your help so very much.
Yes, ma'am. My pleasure. Is there anything else that I can assist you with today, Ms. Paul?
Just that I hope you have a great rest of your day.
Okay, you as well. Thank you for calling customer support, ma'am. You have a great day and stay safe. Thank you for calling customer support. Bye-bye.
Bye.